In less than a month, thousands of Arizonans who've not been paying their utility bills are going to have to start up again. In June, regulators imposed a temporary moratorium on electricity shutoffs after news of a Sun City West woman who died after having her power turned off because she owed $51 to APS. That moratorium ends on October 15th. In testimony before the Corporation Commission earlier this month, APS officials said as of September 3rd, 86,000 accounts were more than 30 days late in paying their bills, and that customers combined owed around $23 million. In a typical summer, they said that number would be closer to $9 to $10 million. So what will happen in a few weeks when customers will have to start paying their power bills again? With me to talk about that is Cynthia Zwick, Executive Director of the group Wildfire. And Cynthia, what have you been hearing about the effect the moratorium has been having on customers paying their bills?
Well, what we know is from the agencies that serve families that need assistance that nothing has slowed down. So there's a continual request for assistance that is being maintained. It's continuing. What we're seeing from a utility perspective in conversations and filings that we've seen is that the number of people who are taking advantage of the disconnect moratorium to pay other expenses is climbing, and the level of the bills that are being owed is also climbing. So we're seeing balances beginning to build fairly significantly.
Do either of those surprise you?
No. We actually, Wildfire filed a letter with the Corporation Commission when this was being considered, asking them to take into consideration the length of time of this disconnect moratorium, because we knew people would take advantage in a positive way of the need to pay additional expenses or cover other costs while this was happening. And so what we know is people who are living in a vulnerable situation, who are living at the poverty level, for example, have a difficult time at any point in time paying their utility bills and feeding their families and covering costs for medicine. So what we knew would happen and what we expected would happen is during this period of time, they would use the ability to sort of take advantage of an opportunity that presents itself to pay those other bills. And so they're letting slide perhaps some of the utility bills that they know they have to pay and they will take steps to pay. But those bills are climbing now.
Well, so what happens now between now and the middle of next month when those utility bills do come due and people are going to have to pay maybe a bigger lump sum or a bigger minimum payment because they haven't been paying over the summer?
Right. So what we've seen happen in the past is people will show up at agencies with bills that are in excess of $1,500, so between $1,500 and $2,000. At the end of the moratorium, they're likely going to be placed on a four-month payment plan, which will essentially divide up that bill and then apply it to next month's bill. So we know they're not going to be able to afford it. So what we're really encouraging people to do is reach out to their utility now. If they're eligible and not currently enrolled in the discount program, they should get enrolled in that program. They should also ask for payment plans now to begin paying on their bills and make whatever payments they can. At the same time, they should reach out to the organizations throughout the state that help people pay those bills and start to lower the bills that they currently have.
Is there a concern that with this moratorium that some of the problems that lower-income Arizonans face in terms of paying utilities and paying for everything else, that those problems are just kind of getting kicked down the road a few months and that come mid-October, they're going to have the same problems that they had in May and June, just it's a little cooler out?
Yeah, so the bills are still going to be unaffordable, which they have been typically. And so those bills are going to be now larger and larger, and people are going to be less and less able to pay them. So that we're working with utility companies to extend the time frame within which people can pay those bills back. But it's going to be a huge issue. I think the other thing that we know is going to happen that we're not really talking about is there's going to be a strain on other parts of the system. So people are going to need more help with food. People are going to need more help paying medical bills. People are going to need more help paying their rent. So I think the whole system is going to be strained when the moratorium ends. And I think the other thing, you know, there is assistance available, but the assistance that's available is inadequate to serve everybody who's going to be in need. So that's why it's so important to get in touch with utility companies now and begin to work out a way to pay those bills back.
When you talk about strains on other parts of the system, is that because people are going to have to be paying more for their utilities because they haven't been paying over the last few months?
Exactly. So if somebody's been paying or has a bill that's sort of in the summer runs around $200, $250, and they haven't been paying for 4 months, and then that amount of money, whatever that aggregate looks like, is divided by four and then added to their next bill, it's just going to be an insurmountable amount of money to pay. And so they're going to need, if they're paying on that bill, they're also going to now be looking to food banks for support for food, to other organizations for support with rent. The downside of this is if they can't continue to pay their utilities, many of them will be evicted from their homes. And that would be a horrible outcome as a result of this moratorium.
Are you anticipating that there will be more disconnections coming up in October or November as folks can't pay their bills?
What we're really concerned about is around the holidays, people will see a lot of disconnects. And so most of the customers will be placed on a four-month bill payment unless they can get inside and start negotiating a longer-term payment, which places them about December, January for disconnect, which would be a horrible time of year. So the concern is that, yes, there will be a huge number of people that would not normally have been set up for a disconnection process that will now be facing that after the first of the year.
Is there a better way to do this in terms of helping folks who can't afford their utility bills in the summer while not having them just sort of pile up and then having to divide them over a few months after the summer?
So there's a couple of things. I think a lot of it depends on the communication that utility companies have with their customers and the interaction that they have on an ongoing basis. I think the more contact that there is, the better off people are and the more consistently people pay. But I think the other thing is we need to also look at larger systemic solutions like wages. So I think it's a complicated solution. I think also some states have had some success with looking at kind of tiered rates or percentage of income rates for lower income families. So we're looking into some of those solutions as well. But right now we're in a difficult spot.
All right. That's Cynthia Zwick, Executive Director of the group Wildfire. Cynthia, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Mark.